up this morning, my head felt dense. I splashed it with water, trying to make it make sense. I stumbled to the kitchen, she was standing at the sink. All she had to do was just give me that wink. And slam bam, I'm feeling alright. Troubles take a hike in the blink of an eye. Don't need to psychoanalyze or have a stiff drink. All she's gotta do is just give me that wink. Every time when my brain starts smoking and I can't even think, all she's gotta do is just to give me that wing. Slam bam, I'm feeling alright.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The House Ethics Committee making a reversal, voting to release the report on former Congressman Matt Gaetz. He resigned when President-elect Trump nominated him to be Attorney General and later withdrew his nomination over allegations of misconduct stemming from the House Ethics investigation. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more.
But what the House Ethics Committee, according to sources, has done here at a meeting earlier this month was to vote to release this report. And that would have required Republicans crossing over party lines.
The CIA director is in Qatar to participate in the latest rounds of Gaza ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas. Israel's prime minister, meantime, says Israeli forces will maintain control of the Golan Heights to the north following the fall of the Assad regime. Japanese automakers Nissan and Honda today denied reports they're exploring a merger, but say they're discussing a closer collaboration. And the Federal Reserve Board, wrapping up its policy meeting, could announce another interest rate cut later today. Michelle Franzen, ABC News. The brother of a hostage held by Hamas in Gaza testifying before the United Nations Security Council today. Mark Levy telling council members via video.
My brother, Or Levy, is one of the 100 innocent hostages currently held by Hamas in Gaza.
Or Levy was kidnapped from the Nova Music Festival during the October 7th attack on Israel last year. A new FDA warning about a medication used to treat hot flashes, the agency putting its most prominent warning on Fezolinetant, sold under the brand name Fiosa.
My brother.
Signs of potential liver issues, feeling tired, not eating, nausea, vomiting, unusual itching, yellow skin, and abdominal swelling or pain. If you develop any potential liver issues, stop taking it, see a doctor right away. If you're concerned about starting it, talk to your doctor about options.
ABC's Eva Pilgrim. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Presenting Again Fling's love story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Aylin. Madison police are providing more updates on the shooting at Abundant Life Christian School that killed three, including the shooter, 15-year-old student Natalie Rupnow. Chief Sean Barnes says identifying a motive is their top priority.
At this time, it appears that the motive was a combination of factors. We cannot share that information at this time because we do not want to jeopardize the investigation. We're talking to students to understand whether bullying was one of those multiple factors.
Barnes says they're working to verify a document circulating online that some are referring to as a manifesto. He also provided a clarification on the initial 911 call.
Yesterday, after looking at the computer-aided dispatch system, it seems as if a call came from a second grader. It actually read, the call came from a second grade teacher. It did not come from a second grader. It read second grade teacher.
Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway is defending the privacy of the victims of the shooting. As a 45-minute press conference wound down Tuesday, the mayor pushed back against reporters who pressed her for victims' names.
Just have some human decency, folks. Leave them alone. Let them grieve. Let them recover. Let them heal.
Three people died in Monday's shooting, but so far only the shooter has been identified. Another teenage student and a teacher also died. Seven others were wounded, including two students hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. The Madison Community Foundation and the United Way of Dane County have set up the Abundant Life Christian School Emergency and Recovery Fund to provide immediate and long-term support for those impacted by the shooting. You can contribute to the Recovery Fund by texting HELP 4ALCS, that's HELP, the number 4ALCS, to 40403. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and breezy, with temperatures slowly sliding from the mid-20s to the teens tonight. With snow arriving early tomorrow morning, it could be heavy at times, and visibility will be reduced and roads will be slippery. The snow accumulations look to be anywhere from 3 to 7 inches. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 23.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Durand Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Keep the government funded past the end of the week. It's got a heavy focus on some key ag issues. We'll get the details and we'll get reaction to the initiatives on this week's Farmer Forum.
Live from the trailhead to the summit of Hump Day via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning, we'll begin with a conversation with U.S. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas. Then it's our Farmer Forum with panelists Steve Pitstick and Kevin Ross. Directly following the news, Margie Eckelkamp from The Scoop, I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now here's the host of AgriTalk, Chip Lowry.
All right, Davis, hey, thank you so much. Senator Moran is on the show today.
Yeah, love Senator Jerry. He's the best.
Yeah, pretty good timing. Pretty good timing getting him on here to talk about some of the things that are in that continuing resolution. Mm-hmm. It's not a done deal yet. It still needs to get the vote still needs to happen on this CR. And we've seen stranger things happen where the whole thing kind of blows up before we get to the final vote. And I'm not saying that that's going to happen on this, but I'm also not saying that there won't be some challenges to it. We'll talk mm-hmm. about that with the senator coming up. And then what's the reaction to the disaster aid, to the financial aid, to mm-hmm. the year-round availability of E15? Yeah. We'll find out. We've got a couple of guys in the Farmer Forum, Steve Pitstick and Kevin Ross, that I'm sure have got plenty of thoughts on what it might mean for us down the road.
All right. Excellent.
So looking forward to that. We got a lot of ground to cover. Let's go ahead and get started. What you got in the news?
Yeah, we'll start with the weather. A clipper system will bring periods of moderate to heavy snow and gusty winds to the northern plains and upper Midwest and the Great Lakes for the next few days. Showers and storms will continue into the day today for the Ohio and Tennessee valleys, with some locally heavy rainfall and isolated flash flooding possible. Well above average temperatures continue for much of the lower 48. Private exporters reported the following sales activity. I've got 135,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to Colombia for 24-25, and 120,000 metric tons of soybean cake and meal for delivery to Colombia during the 24-25 marketing year. A traditional buyer showing up in Colombia.
Hello, Colombia. It's good to mm-hmm. see you again. Yeah.
Indeed. Well, all three major U.S. stock indices ended lower yesterday, with the Dow leading declines. Chip, this morning, it looks like we're off to a little bit better start. We may be able to retire one day. I don't know.
Keep hoping. Keep hoping.
Will do. Well, Congress is set. I'm not sure how to say this, so I'm going to say it like this. Congress is set to forward its continuing resolution. With many provisions viewed as favorable for agriculture, the measure includes a one-year extension of the 2018 Farm Bill, $10 billion in farmer financial aid, $21 billion in ag disaster aid for farmers and ranchers, yep. and year-round E15. Ethanol groups say the E15 legislative change could pave the way for retailers to more widely offer the high yeah. ethanol fuel blend.
Yeah, it certainly will do that. The question is now becomes a question of consumer demand. How much mm-hmm. are consumers going to be demanding it going forward? Now, we've talked about this financial aid and the Farm Act that was proposed earlier. We cautioned that it would likely be a factor of the anticipated payments, okay? So before the expected factor was times 0.8, it's times 0.26, yeah. 26%. So okay. The corn payment, it looks like, would be $52 an acre, and this is according to Paul Niefer, Farm CPA. Corn payment, $52 an acre, soybeans, $33.34, and wheat, $31.80.
All right. Well, in other news, farmland prices in Iowa experienced a 3.1% drop in 2024, ending a five-year streak of annual increases. This according to the Iowa State University Land Value Survey just out. Man. The statewide average value of farmland fell to $11,467 per acre, marking a $369 decrease from last year.
Didn't Iowa have a record corn yield?
I believe they did, didn't they? And yet we're still down on
and
the...
And yet we're down.
Yeah.
Boy,
yeah,
boy,
that's interesting.
Tough.
Yeah, imagine we'd had a bummer of a yield this year.
Yeah.
The Fed is widely expected to cut interest rates another 25 basis points at the conclusion of the two-day monetary policy meeting this afternoon. Focus will be on forward guidance, which will provide forecasts for GDP growth, unemployment, inflation, and the Fed funds rate for 2025 and beyond. Chip Donald Trump has sued the Des Moines Register and pollster Ann Seltzer for publishing pre-election forecasts showing him trailing Kamala Harris in Iowa. The polls, released on November 2nd, just 3 days before the vote, were labeled by Trump as, quote, brazen election interference. Remember, I remember when this survey came out. It was an eye-popper. It was an eye-popper.
Oh, yeah, we all went, what the heck? And then Trump ended up winning Iowa by, what, 12 or 14 points? Yeah. It was something like that.
Well, Canada has unveiled a $900 million plan to enhance border security following meetings with Tom Homan, tasked with leading former President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration. Dominic LeBlanc, Canada's finance and public safety minister, announced funding to hire additional border officers and deploy dogs, helicopters, and drones. And finally, Chip, China's Sinograin announced it will stop auctioning imported corn from its inventories in an effort to boost domestic corn prices, which have dropped to their lowest level in 4.5 years. Let's end it there, Chip.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you, Davis. Let's bring in Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop. Good morning, Margie.
Hey, good morning, Chip. Good morning, everyone.
Yeah. So you've got some deadlines coming right up. Tell us.
Well, I know. I'm putting one more thing on everybody's to-do list, right, the week before Christmas. But hey, I want to give folks the heads up that, yes, before the year's end, we have two programs that we are asking folks to engage with The Scoop on. One is a Reader's Choice New Product of the Year. Yep. So that is, we have 10 finalists spanning a lot of categories, everything important to ag retail, from new products to new technologies, software, ways of doing business, etc. So we encourage folks to pick their favorite and vote for their new product of the year. And then we also have a call out to all of those folks in ag retail to nominate themselves or someone else who is perhaps a younger leader in ag retail. So this is the 40 Under 40 program. looking to put a spotlight on excellent work being done by ag professionals who are under the age of 40. This is our fourth year of doing the program. It's once again sponsored by our partners at New Farm. And we're just so proud to be able to, again, put a spotlight on some folks doing a great job of helping the farmers out there. Both of these opportunities, you just go to thedailyscoop.com, and in the red banner, you will see a big call to action saying vote for the new product of the year. And then you can also click on Ag Retail Awards to find the nomination form for 40 Under 40.
Yeah, yeah. And I encourage everyone to participate in this effort here. And that 40 Under 40 is so important because it gives everybody an opportunity to kind of share perspectives of what is right, how things are working right out there. Margie, good stuff. Thank you.
Thank you, Chip.
All right. Go to, as Margie said, go to www.thedailyscoop.com. All right. We've got Senator Jerry Moran coming up next here on AgriTalk.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Winfield United. Deliver a 5.7 bushel per acre average yield increase in corn and 3.7 bushels per acre in wheat compared to fungicide alone. Masterlock Adjuvant. Built for it. Learn more at winfieldunited.com.
You need proven solutions built for specific agronomic needs, supported by millions of data points, like countless wind tunnel trials and decades of answer plot research. Solutions you can rely on for stronger emergence, greater leaf coverage, and more. Contact your local Winfield United retailer to unlock the full potential of every field by taking a whole acre approach with crop protection solutions built for success, built for you, built for it.
Are you ready to unleash superior seeding performance on your operation? Choose from two revolutionary Great Plains drills. The BD7600 Min-Till Drill, renowned for its seeding consistency, large capacity, and innovative technology, including Drill Command. And the new BD7410 Drill, whose transport width under 10 feet delivers great maneuverability through gates and down narrow roadways. Learn more at your local Great Plains dealer or greatplainsag.com. Great Plains. Harvest.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
And talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Ad Council.
The possibility of
efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges, and our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance. Experienced loan advisors putting farmers first. With farmland rates as low as 5.76%, visit fbn.com/agritalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Glad that you are with us on this Wednesday morning. And joining us right now, Senator Jerry Moran out of Kansas. Senator, welcome back to AgriTalk. It's great to talk to you again.
Chip, thanks. I tried to time my opportunity to be with you, in which I had a lot of information and something had happened. The part that something happened is true. Having a lot of information is less so.
Yeah, I hear you.
But I'll try.
The language on the CR, it's got the financial aid for farmers. It's got year-round availability of E15. It's got the farm bill extension, and we're going to get to some of those details. But first, what's the next step for the CR?
So the House originates an appropriation bill according to our Constitution. So the Speaker has filed the bill. It's in its form for which the House should have a vote. And now the question is, when does the Speaker schedule a vote, which everyone I talk to says is today. And of course, the bill is controversial, and it's difficult in a Republican conference where it's so, I mean, Republican and Democratic numbers as far as membership. This is going to have to be a bipartisan bill, as I understand it. I know this. One of the ways to get a bill through the House and sent over to the Senate is by a process by which it takes 2/3 vote. Otherwise, it's got to go through a rules committee, and probably the Republican majority on the rules committee wouldn't allow this bill to come to the floor in its current condition. So okay. Suspension is what it's called, taking 2/3 of Republicans and Democrats, 2/3 of the members of the House of Representatives to approve the legislation instead of the normal plus one.
Okay. Okay, so how does the vote look in this situation? How tight's it going to be?
Well, you're asking questions that I don't know the answer to, of course.
Okay.
But that's what we all speculate and we wonder. I mean, the Speaker, I assume, assumes that there is 2/3 of the entire House that will vote for the bill. The question is, how many Republicans? And you know, again, the Speaker has put together a package that's designed to pass the House of Representatives with 2/3 vote, both Republicans and Democrats. It's controversial, I suppose, in Democratic places as well, but it's particularly a difficult bill for the Speaker because there's just people who won't, members of the House who wouldn't vote to spend money or they're opposed to ethanol, that kind of thing.
Yep. Yeah, and Ramaswamy is.
But the expectation is that a bill will come to the Senate.
Okay. All right. Ramaswamy is saying that the CR should fail. That's going to make it tougher, I would think, to get this bill done by Friday, won't it?
The more kind of opposition that's announced like that makes it more difficult, I suppose. But there are a lot of members of the House of Representatives who may traditionally vote against anything that's spending. But as you saw earlier in the week, there were many members of the House of Representatives who insisted that their Republican members of the House who insisted that there be agricultural assistance, both natural disaster and economic. Yep. I'm one of those who I'm opposed to continuing resolutions. I'm a member of the Appropriations Committee, do our work in regular order, pass the appropriation bills, bring them to the Senate floor, take a vote. And give every member of the Senate an opportunity to amend them and debate them and then vote. And we didn't get our work done. It's like the Farm Bill. The Farm Bill, one of the reasons that this is necessary is that the Farm Bill never got completed on time, and neither did the appropriations process. I'm opposed to continuing resolutions because it means that we just do what we did last year again because we can't make good decisions this year. But the agricultural assistance that's included here and some other things that are important to me, certainly important to Kansas, it does bring voters, but members of the House and Senate together in support of the bill. So it works both ways.
Yeah. Yeah. It does include the economic aid for farmers. So I kind of assume that you are going to support the bill now. Is that accurate?
I was on the Senate floor earlier this week saying that, in the absence of agricultural assistance, I don't see that there's a reason for me to vote for a continuing resolution. I despise shutting down government, but that we need to get into practice in which it's easier to pass appropriation bills than it is simply to say we're going to continue spending at the same rate next year as we did last year. So I announced my position earlier, and the provisions that I required to be in the bill are included. So okay. I have every intention of walking across the street later this week and casting a vote in support of this bill.
Okay. Excellent. Gotcha. Does this put the E15 nationwide availability, year-round availability, does it put that issue to rest, or is this something that could come up again in the future?
Well, it seems to me, I mean, this is a bill we've been, it's a bill I'm a sponsor of. We've been working on for years. Senator Fisher from Nebraska, the lead sponsor of this bill, and we've been stymied by just maybe one or two senators in the Senate for blocking us from being able to move forward. And finally, it's taking place. I would guess this puts the issue to rest. This is a really important development for the benefit of the ethanol industry, but is equal or more important to me, the benefit of the farmers who produce commodities that are used in the production of ethanol, another market, improving the cost structure. And I think this puts it to rest, but there are those who will, I assume, try to undo this in potential legislation in the future, but that's true of every bill we pass. So I think this is a real significant step forward, and maybe we can take a breather for a long while.
Okay, good. What does this do to the timing of the new farm bill? House Ag Speaker Thompson says the bill that he anticipates consideration of the new farm bill in the first quarter of 2025. Do you think he's right on that?
I think that's right. The administration may want to have input into, they will want to have input into the farm bill. There's a secretary to yet be confirmed, but I would think that the House certainly has the capabilities of, the House committee has passed a farm bill. And so, I mean, they're teed up to move forward early in 2025. The extension of the farm bill gives them time. But what we talked about on this program once before, I mean, I don't want an extension. I want a farm bill. But because it didn't happen, there's so much damage that's been done, and particularly the timing. Without a new farm bill that takes into account increasing input costs, you go to your banker and you don't have anything now at this time of the year to tell your banker that there's something that's going to help me if I need it. Yeah. And so the economic and natural disaster assistance that comes makes that loan more secure. And the farm bill, if we had Title I of the farm bill completed when it should have been done,
right,
a lot of this money, I mean, in a sense, we're pre-spending the money that would be spent under a new farm bill.
Gotcha. Yeah, and the timing.
So we need, what we did was extend the farm bill and plus it up in order to take care of this point in time in which farmers are really, really in trouble. Right. And as a consequence, the communities they live in are in trouble. And that's demonstrated by what we hear from farm implement dealers and what we hear from farm implement manufacturers. I mean, there is just no market for used equipment and those who manufacture. And we have a lot of small plants manufacturers in Kansas who manufacture ag equipment, the demand for what they're producing, which then means there are fewer jobs there. I mean, it's just, this is something that people will say, this is we talk about a farm bill in my world, what we're really talking about. And we talk about disaster assistance for farmers is really assistance for, those who produce food and make sure that we have, food on our table, but it's about the community in which they live. This is rural America.
Yeah. Yeah. It's economic support. I get that. Absolutely. We've only got about a minute left, but I'm going to change gears on you. What do we need to know about the process of evaluating President-elect Trump's nominations? How is that moving forward?
Well, I know that the nominee has met with at least I don't know what the number is, a number of my colleagues. I heard good reports from those meetings, and we're anxious to have that conversation with her in the very near future. Okay. But the real, I mean, even though it's the practice and it's important for individual senators to have the chance to talk to nominees, the real work will take place in the Ag Committee when there will be a hearing in the beginning of the year. So the Congress will, if we ever get out of here this week or early next week, We'll be home for the Christmas holiday and then reconvene on January 3rd with the swearing in of new members. And after that, then the committees can go to work and have hearings with each of the nominees, including the Secretary of Agriculture.
Okay. All right. Senator, thank you so much for your time. Merry Christmas to you and yours, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Merry Christmas. Thank you very much.
All right. That is Senator Jerry Moran from Kansas. Let's get some reaction to all this. We got the Farm Reform coming up next. Steve and Kevin here on AgriTalk.
My name is Andrew Cruz. I'm here working for Cruz Farms. I'm a fourth generation farmer. So we have about 1,200 acres here. Performance has been really good. Standability has been really good. Our corn just looks really, really good. It just doesn't look like it's been subjected to any wind or anything like that, and it stood up to the test.
Chase Witzel, I'm a GHX specialist. GHX offers flat per acre pricing. You're putting the right seed on the right acre for the right price. Doesn't matter the population, and I think that's helping people maximize yield. Overall, we have some new hybrids coming out that I think a lot of people are excited for, and this year overall, I mean, from most of my customers, this has been one of their better harvests they've ever had.
Our dealers recommend the right stuff for the right soil, to me, is the most important thing. Golden Harvest has some good numbers. I will consider Golden Harvest 2025 season.
Hey, this is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. When you start to think about planting roots and building your foundation for spring, fertilizing crops is like putting money in the bank. You put dollars or pounds in, but are your investments paying you interest? Or does it seem like you only get out what you put in, or even less? Soil health and living biology are the ticket to unlocking the next bushel. Farming for Biology takes a customized approach. Let my team help create your soil health strategy. Check out our website or give us a call today.
Double-digit losses in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins at the Mercantile Exchange. January milk down 27 to 2024. February down 28 to 1977. March down 29 to 1970. April down 21 to 1939. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly lower. Profit taking is happening in some of the live cattle markets as traders were leery on how long the market could sustain its position above the market's resistance at 190. And boxed beef prices were lower, that also pressuring live cattle markets, with the lower live cattle, feeder cattle moving up mostly lower, even though the countryside demand does remain high. Meanwhile, hog markets, they're moving up mostly higher as technical buying helping the markets, along with some higher pork cutout values. December live cattle down 90 cents to 191.35. January feeder cattle down 35 cents to 257.12. February hogs up 55 cents to 83.75. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans moving up mostly lower. Wheat is relatively flat. Soybeans double-digit losses due to a drop in product prices. Also, the continuing resolution to fund the government does not have that $1 per credit biodiesel tax credit. That's pressuring prices. New crop corn down 5 to 433 and a half. New crop beans down 21 and three quarters to 967.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. When news breaks, the newsmakers talk about it on AgriTalk with Chip Flory.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip. Glad that you are with us on this Wednesday morning. That means it's time for the Farmer Forum. Let's get right to it. Kevin Ross out in Western Iowa. How you doing, Kevin?
Hey, good, Chip. How are you?
Doing real fine, real fine. Glad that you're with us. Give me 30 seconds on this year's crop.
Dry, very, very dry. End of harvest, ended up good, solid in our area. Not like, you know, not exceptional like some areas were, but just it didn't finish well. So we ended up with, you know, super, super dry moistures in the crop. But otherwise, you know, I can't complain. Good enough yields, can't complain too much.
Gotcha. Gotcha. All right. Steve Pitstick, Northern Illinois. Hey, Steve, how you doing this morning?
Hey, great, Chip. Thanks for having me on.
Yep, glad you're here. Same deal to get us started. 30 seconds on the 24 crop.
24 crop. Our soybeans did not finish well. They were a strong average crop. Got a little too dry on us, of course, like everybody else. Corn, probably close to the best ever, and I can say without a doubt the driest corn I've ever combined in my career.
Yeah. So, yep.
Not a good thing, but it was. It made up not writing a check for dryer gas.
Yeah, exactly. Boy, that is a common thread that is running through this 2024 corn crop. No doubt about that. Okay. So, Kevin, I'm telling you, as soon as I heard that E15 was going to be in this continuing resolution, I said, let's get Kevin on, because you were on stage at least twice, I think, with President Trump when he said, oh, and we're going to do this E15 availability nationwide. So now, here it is connected to the CR. What's your reaction?
Well, it'd be nice to, you know, get some certainty behind E15 year-round for once. It's nice to see that that it feels like you got some senators, especially Senator Fisher, that's, you know, digging in heels on this thing, and Moran as well. You know, it's nice to see that kind of support, you know, finally garnered for E15 year round. And it's not that we didn't have Midwestern support before. We obviously had great champions throughout the course of, you know, the time when I was at NCGA and since then. But getting these things done and in the CR and actually, like I said, finding that certainty for E15 would be really good.
Yeah.
About time.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's about time. And it's been a technical issue, not a performance issue, for too long. And we just need to get the language right so that, retailers can offer that E15 year round. And we're on the path now to seeing that done. What's your take on that, Steve?
Yeah, I think it's a great thing, definite direction forward. You know, using more corn, we go out every year trying to raise the biggest crop we can and then hope there's a place for it. This will help it. It's a long-term gain. It's not an overnight fix. You know, where are we at in ethanol capacity in the grind? You know, do we have more? We'll find more room for demand, but can we get a ground and all that kind of stuff? So it's not an easy question, but it's definitely going in the right direction.
Yeah, and I think the fact that it's not an easy fix, Steve, is part of the reason that the CR also includes a financial aid for farmers. And as Senator Moran explained, really what the financial aid is about is it's a plus up on the farm bill extension and doing some of the things with this financial aid that should have been done with the new farm bill. And they're just kind of piecing it together at this point. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I think it's a cover up for, you know, not getting things done over the last 2 years. And this kind of bridges some of that gap to get to a better farm bill, hopefully in the first quarter or first half of 25.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Kevin, same question to you. Does that all make sense as far as why that financial aid is included?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's definitely interesting. The ag economy is, it's obviously struggling. You talk to a lot of folks, you know, across the Midwest, and even with big yields, we had a lot of input costs this year. A lot of things were higher across the board. So it seems like, you know, that's definitely recognized. And as we're, you know, moving into this, the farm bill discussions, you're almost moving out of them from, you know, current status, but, it seems like they're definitely putting a Band-Aid on in some ways. But, you know, it's also, to me, it looks almost preemptive into potentially what the Trump administration is going to look at again. I could be wrong about that, but obviously we saw these, you know, types of things happen when they were going through, you know, all the trade disputes and working on different trade agreements and all the tariffs that that were utilized in negotiating capacity. And then they're, you know, went back to, you know, working with the farmer and trying to put some Band-Aids on the ag economy at that point for the damage that was caused. And to me, it's obviously not in the president's hands at this point in time with this type of a package and discussion within the CR. But it almost seems like they're pointing towards a road like that again.
Yeah. Yeah. It's some preemptive action in there is what I hear you talking about. Okay. I'm going to wait on that. Steve, I've gotten several texts and other emails and so on from people that may not be involved directly in agriculture, but they know enough about it to follow it. And the question that I've gotten from a half a dozen people already this morning, Steve, is what does it say about farming when we've got a record corn yield and we still need financial aid? What's the answer to that?
Chip, I wish I had the right answer. I'm not the king in charge.
No, I know.
That's a tough one. It's a really tough one. As we look at, you know, Doge and where Elon and Vivek want to go, and you look at this and where do we cut spending, and it's a real challenge out here. But I think there's some definite pain in the farm economy. Some areas of the country worse than others. They didn't have the crops. We've had a sudden change in the economy virtually overnight. You know, and I've always heard the adage that everything kind of returns to trend line at some point. So if you look at, we got way above trend line in prices and costs in 21, 22, and we came back to the trend line and then went right through it. And now we're on the bottom side of that, trying to, I would say, balance out the goodness of 21, 22. Right. And someday we'll get back to trend line, but it's going to be painful here in the next year or two. Higher interest rates, higher cost. The machinery thing is another whole dynamic that is really challenging. The resale values, the depreciation on used stuff. That's hurting the financial statements of everybody.
Yep. Kevin, does it tell us that as Steve was just suggesting, we need a reset on the input side, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's definitely part of the situation that could remedy some things, but it's really tough. You see those things, you know, creep up quickly and then coming backwards and coming back down. That's just not the way the economy works. A lot of times it takes a lot longer to come down than it does to go up. And so you see that with consumer prices, you see that with ag input prices, all kinds of different things that when you see the rise, it just takes a long time for things to come back. You know, it seems like one of the ways that happens quicker is certainly if energy costs come down, and you definitely have seen a lot of talk about that amongst the campaign trail when they were, when they were all campaigning prior to November here. And then I think you also saw a similar push within the Trump administration the last time that kind of a working knowledge of what energies do to the economy. They seem to have a very, I would say, that type of view about how that affects the U.S. economy.
Yeah. I think that's a great point. I mean, Trump continues to talk about let's get $50 crude, not $70 crude, and see what that does to grocery prices and this and that and costs in general out there. It would help with the reset. And one other thing that I want to make sure that, you know, I asked that question, Steve, because I think it is a question that is on a lot of people's mind, you know, about how do we come off of record yields and still need, quote unquote, need financial aid. But you guys have both mentioned it. Senator Moran mentioned it. If Congress would have gotten the job done on the farm bill and made some adjustments on that safety net, and I'm looking at reference prices in particular, then this financial aid probably wouldn't have been needed. So, Steve, you said it really well, I think. It's covering up for not getting the job done earlier. Is that the bottom line?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I think when you look at record yields, that's only part of the X times Y,
yes,
to get to our gross income. And prices have fallen 30 to 40%. So it's really difficult to get enough extra yield, you know, to make up for that. So while it's a record, it's only by one or two or five bushel. It's a small part of that total dollar equation.
Yep. And here's the other thing to keep in mind on this. The adjustments to the reference prices. It's not adjustments to reference prices that were set 2 years ago when we started missing deadlines on the farm bill. These reference prices were set in 2018. And look at how the cost structure has changed since that time. A lot of things to consider on this. Challenges for 2025. We're going to talk about that next.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Lowe's knows how to help you save time and money, no matter the job. That's why we can deliver supplies to your job site as soon as same day, so you have more time to get the job done. Because when you need it fast, we've got you covered. Lowe's knows pros. Valid on eligible in-stock orders and select zip codes placed by 2 p.m. for same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. More terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the Relief Hotline at 800-707-6152. 800-707-6152. 800-707-6152.
No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
I am Rosario Dawson. Cancer can be a challenging journey, one that no one should take on alone. And Stand Up to Cancer wants to make sure no one has to. We bring together the best scientists and doctors to accelerate research, leading to more effective treatments. With each new advancement, we're getting closer than ever to our mission of making every cancer patient cancer-free. To get there even faster, we rely on the support from individuals like you, so that through our combined efforts, more patients and their loved ones will see that even though cancer may interrupt the journey, it doesn't have to determine the destination. The fight against cancer never stops.
Thankfully, new and promising treatments can help save lives now. Let's go further together. Find out how you can join the mission. Learn more at standuptocancer.org/AA.
Help maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revilock fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15th, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
Are you ready to unleash superior seeding performance on your operation? Choose from two revolutionary Great Plains drills. The BD7600 Min-Till Drill, renowned for its seeding consistency, large capacity, and innovative technology, including Drill Command. And the new BD7410 Drill, whose transport width under 10 feet delivers great maneuverability through gates and down narrow roadways. Learn more at your local Great Plains dealer or greatplainsag.com. Great Plains. Harvest.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Ad Council.
I don't know what you're thinking. So call us at 855-4-TALK-AG and tell us what's on your mind.
We are in the middle of this week's Farmer Forum. We've got Kevin Ross over in Western Iowa, Steve Pitstick, Northern Illinois. Guys... And Kevin, I want to start with you on this. You were president of the National Corn Growers Association when we had President Trump, okay? I know we've got to go through this a bit of a period of getting to know you again, but when you think of the Trump administration and biofuels for the next 4 years, what are your thoughts?
Well, I'm hopeful, Chip. I think... obviously, you know, as I mentioned earlier, you think about the way that their energy policy worked the last time and how they're going to view the ag economy. That is, maybe not the best thing, from a biofuels perspective already, because, you don't mind higher energy prices when you're sitting at a plant board and a plant level of these things. Typically that means you're making more money, and volatility in the market is a good thing. So when you have that higher price, you have that range, it's a little bit different. But I would like to think that they're going to be receptive to the conversations. He definitely fancies himself as a person who's friendly to biofuels. So hopefully we can continue to, cultivate those relationships that were built there before. You've obviously got new people within the administration, a lot of folks that, in the cabinet that are, somewhat unknown in their positions, I guess I would say. So as we go forward, I think, that's going to obviously, we're all going to learn some things along the way and how that's going to play out with the new folks, new positions. But I'm cautiously optimistic at the moment and we'll see how it goes.
Okay, very good. Steve, when you get an opportunity to sit down with the new USDA secretary, whether it be Rollins or whoever it is, and you are talking biofuels with that person, what's that conversation going to sound like? What are the messages that you want to deliver?
Yeah, so I'm coming at it from the soybean side.
Yep.
Having been past chair of Illinois Soy, and now I'm on USB, so we're going to talk about the inclusion of soybean oil and whether it's SAF or in the renewable diesel side, trying to preserve the biodiesel as much as we can. What do we do about UCO that's coming in on the West Coast, taking the place of soybean oil in the renewable diesel? We need to build that industry. We're at capacity on the crush of soy. Where do we get the extra soy oil to fill those demands? There's a lot of balancing there. Where do we go? But we need to grow those biofuel industries. We can help save America, keep cheap fuel, with what we can do on the farm.
Yeah. Okay. So, Steve, I'll stick with you on this one. What about trade? What is your message on trade issues?
Yeah. Again, I think we need free trade, open trade, but it's got to be fair. You know, I look at Trump and what he's doing. Having read Art of the Deal, you know, many years ago, you know, he's playing some of that stuff, pushing hard, being the tough guy, you know, 25% tariffs, whether he actually goes through with that. I don't think that's the case. I think it's a talking point in negotiating, but we need to balance things out. But we've got a lot of product to export in this country because our farmers are the best anywhere producing stuff. So we need to get that market, you know, get those markets around the world, wherever they're at. And we're trying to build stuff in India for the soybean side, India, Egypt. Egypt's now our fourth biggest consumer of soybeans, growth market that we've built on the last 5 years. So we need to continue to work to find places to move our product.
Yep, yep. So, Kevin, you were there during the negotiation of USMCA, and now we talk about putting – or I shouldn't say we. President-elect Trump talks about putting tariffs – on anything coming in from Mexico or Canada. What was your reaction to that?
You know, it's going to be interesting to see how these threats fall with the other countries. And I think really, Chip, that the last time he was there, you know, he put these tariffs in place and he backed up what he said he was going to do on these things. And so if I believe that it really lays the groundwork, though, for this next administration to at least have very, you know, very solid negotiating position with the other countries. To me, they have to realize that he's going to, that he has, said what he's going to do the last time. So I think they're going to want to play ball. I think when you're in these trade negotiations this next time that we actually are in a far better position than the last time because of the way they actually followed up with with the threats and with the tariffs that they did. So it's yet to be seen, but last time, I've said it to you before, you know, the meetings I was in with Bob Lighthizer and the people they had in those trade positions, Greg Dowd as well. I mean, they had great folks there working on our behalf, and I expect nothing less from the same, same thing, and very smart people in those positions.
Okay. So, and I agree with that. And do you think they should just, knock on the Chinese door and say, "Hi, it's me again. Remember that trade agreement?"
I don't know if knocking on the door is going to work real well, but, enforcement of these things is key. And that's where we've gotten away from, some of the levels of enforcement that was needed over the last 4 years, whether the agreements were, still in place or they just, kind of let some things, slip through the cracks, it seemed like. So I do believe that's probably going to happen, maybe not in quite as subtle a way as you say, knocking on the door, but we'll see how they do it. But maybe that's all it takes. Like I said,
gotcha. It's been,
they definitely followed through on the things they were talking about last time, so that should help.
All right. Real quick, Steve, you making any changes for your plans in 2025 on crop mix, anything like that?
Yeah, we'll probably push the corn acres more. It seems to be the what everybody's wanting to do. Just more profitability there, hopefully.
Yeah.
Based on today's numbers, the corn works much better.
Yep. What about you, Kevin? Any changes in the plans?
No plan to change on our farm from our current rotation, although I have been talking to a fair amount of guys that are going to switch over a few corn on corn acres. So I think that's probably a likelihood you see a lot of that happen.
Okay. All right. You guys are the best. Thank you so much for making time for us this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Merry Christmas, Steve.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Chip. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Merry Christmas, Kevin. Be good.
Hey, Chip. Go Cyclones, buddy. Just talking.
Yeah, man. I hear you. All right, that is Steve Pitstick, Northern Illinois. Kevin Ross, Western Iowa. Come back this afternoon, 2:06 Central, more AgriTalk.
GHX is changing the entire seed experience to maximize your yield potential. And we have the numbers to prove it. Across 11 trials in Wisconsin, new GO3-UO8D brand out-yielded DeKalb DKC5218 by an 11.2 bushel per acre average in 2024. Get more local yield results at goldenharvestseeds.com/cornyield. Connect.
As you plan the future of your farm, you've probably noticed something. It takes more than money. It takes a lending partner that keeps you fully prepared to leap when land becomes available. That's why FBN Finance created a simple, easy pre-qualification process valid for up to 180 days. Don't just borrow money. Borrow more at fbn.com/agritalk. Offered by FBN Finance and its lending partners. NMLS ID 1631119. Terms and restrictions apply.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A new GOP House report suggests the FBI should investigate Liz Cheney over the congressional investigation into the January 6th attack. ABC's Selena Wang says President-elect Trump is also responding.
Donald Trump made this in a...